You're horny and you're looking for a model?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you've come to the right place because I'm going to tell you what. But this fucking chat line is just oozing with fucking models.
This is Phone Freaks.
I'd be like, oh my gosh. I just came. Wow, that was the fastest orgasm ever. Call Guinness.
Fuck yeah.
What are you doing right now?
Oh, I was wishing that somebody would be here watching me stroke my cock.
Oh,
yeah, I love to be watched. Yeah, I love to be watched.
Me too.
How about you?
Do you like anybody watching you masturbate?
I know, I like to watch too.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm by.
Is anybody home with you right now?
No.
I don't know that I've ever done that.
How about you?
Yeah.
Would you have to tie them to the chair so they couldn't touch themselves?
Yeah.
That'd be hot.
Been edging my cock for a while.
Little duct tape.
Yeah. When's the last time you sucked some cock?
I'd be into that.
Oh, it's been a while. How about you?
Last weekend. My neighbor.
What if they couldn't get hard just from watching?
Duck suck sounds like a them problem.
But you'd still burn that. You'd burn the image of you into their brain.
His cock is like 10 inches or more. It's huge.
Does she know that you
know?
No.
Sounds like he's been snorting something. His nose sounds very stuffed.
Kind of bring it up a little slowly. But he's got this big dick. I mean, it's fucking, as soon as it pops out, you just blown it. You gotta suck it. And then he sucks mine.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah. I still don't. Again, not kink shaming, but
pre-cum coming out my dick.
That's so peculiar. Getting ready to fuck my wife, and this guy with a giant hog comes in, and I can't help it. My wife and I just both start sucking it. It's so big.
Makes that my cock really slippery.
I mean, how does somebody accidentally walk into your home, into your bedroom?
The guy sits on my dick right now.
He was hiding in the closet the whole time. Oh, Chuck, welcome. Didn't know you were there.
Well, since you're already here, take your knickers off.
Oh, that's so big, we both have to suck it. It's too big for one mouth.
Oh, that's a two-mouther.
I can't put that in my pussy, but you're going to go from my husband's asshole to my asshole and then back to my husband's mouth.
Look at me.
Yeah.
And the husband's just like, how did you know, honey? Best birthday ever.
And I got another one in my mouth.
Teenagers looking at it.
Yeah, you know, 18 and 19.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, not an underage. Like, chill out with your fantasy here.
Your cock. No, I'm sucking cock, and they're going, damn, he knows what to
suck. The mouth breather? I don't... Is it... Are they jerking or are they sleeping?
He's got sleep apnea. He's trying to hold his breath, but he can't do it. He's too fat. Have you ever had sex with a fat man?
Are we talking about, like... They're bulking, so they're like a little more chunky than muscular.
No, obese.
Obese, no.
Like pot belly pig.
No, nothing past dad bod.
Okay, so not like full on beer gut, just the lost the six pack because I had too many six packs.
Yeah. Or like, you know, they're just older and just can't.
They can't snap it back into shape. Gravity won already.
Yeah. But they still have like nice arms and upper like pecs and everything.
You know
it's
what?
Just like the guts just.
I recently had a fitted sheet. The elastic evaporated.
Okay.
I think that's what happens to your stomach. If you just let it go for too long, the elastic breaks, and then it's never going to get flat again. Because gravity's pulling your guts out. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I don't know, man. They just live here now. You can put the sheet back on the bed, but it's just not going to stay where you want it.
Okay.
It's going to fall off. It's like you can suck your gut in. They can all suck their gut in, right? Any of the dad bod people?
Yeah.
It's just in its natural form. It's very loose.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Bettina Stewart, and you've heard me on the Phone Freaks podcast.
Okay, do you have any other hobbies besides comedy? And-
no. I like to sports gamble. I bet on games, which is fun. And when I'm winning, when I'm not winning, it's not so fun. I'm a real big sports fan. I love sports. I was always into like basketball, baseball. I used to could tell you every player in the NBA what college he went to or what high school he went to.
Did you have any money on yesterday's Boston Philly game?
I did. I put Philly to cover 6.5.
But God damn it.
And then I also had the over-under, and I had the over-under was 201, and I took the over because I was like, there's no way they're not going to get over 200 points. And they got 200. And I hate how Vegas knows. Like, how the fuck did Vegas know?
What I don't understand is because we were recording yesterday, so I missed it, and I grew up in Philly.
Okay.
And I was like, cool, this is the year, you know, Embiid won the MVP. They're not going to, he has no reason not to perform. And like Doc can overcome his losing streak in game sevens and James Harden, like it was set up for such a great story. And then they didn't play in the third quarter. Like they stayed in the locker room, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they were, I mean, when I picked up the game, it was 55-55. And then Boston went on like a 35-3 run.
Yeah. I remember I saw the score at halftime and I got all excited. And then we were coming up to the end of what we were recording and I looked and they were down by 30. I was just like, what the fuck?
That happened. Yeah. Like, how the fuck did that happen? But yeah, I don't know. I think Doc's out of there.
I hope so. Honestly, I hope they trade Embiid.
Yeah, someone was saying Embiid for Anthony Davis straight up.
Oh, God, no. I mean, that'll be great for L.A. Fuck.
I don't know if it's when he's on the court playing, but I think the Lakers can beat Denver. They beat him before. They're 3 years older. They're 3 years older now, but I think the Laker team this year is better than the Laker team that won the title in the bubble. And we forget that this Laker team assembled now has only been playing.
Oh, it's less than half the season, yeah.
Not even half the season. So this new Lakers, if this was the Lakers team at the beginning of the season, they would have had a higher. They would have won way more. Don't quit.
Don't play no mom. He's mad.
Oh, God.
Now he want to do face-to-face. Get your dumb ass out of here.
I am in a fucking Boys in the Hood t-shirt, and my hair's a mess. Like, I'm not trying to go on camera with him.
It doesn't matter. It's not going to be the picture. It's not going to be the picture he sends
you. He just wants to see her tits.
What are you talking about? Still not her the picture. Chachi. It's going to be the picture I sent.
But I mean, if she's just sitting around in a t-shirt with no bra, that's perfect for video chat.
Talk about, oh, you ugly. You ugly. Are you ugly? Because you gave this lady a picture of somebody else. And then you're lying about it. The fuck out of here. So I'm going to curse you out all day. Why?
What is Gummy Bear in there arguing about, though? Like, what is his problem with him? He don't like
Gummy Bear? Oh, that's the guy's name.
Nobody
that's
likes
the guy from Maine.
Nobody.
Okay.
The one under house arrest.
He a disrespectful ass little kid. That's why I never liked him. He disrespectful. He talks to females. He'll be like, oh, let me fuck you. Let me do this. Let me do that. I never liked him.
Don't Did she just walk up a flight of stairs? Why is she so winded?
I don't know, but
I would like to help.
I think that Brooklyn's the one with the landline.
Girl, my mind is on one person.
Do you know anybody with a landline, Mateen?
You ain't
got to
worry about it.
My dad.
I mean, I guess your dad could be calling the line, but I mean, in the real world, not a previous generation.
No, nobody my age.
And it's not just a landline, it's corded.
I have a number to my house, but I don't use it.
No, we were talking about dirty
work. Oh, Spectrum got you with the cell phone landline TV internet package.
Maine or something like that.
Hey, their internet is great.
And I was talking about
their internet is great.
Hot wings.
Oh, well, hot wings is approximately 5 foot chair. Weighs about 192 pounds and got a shitload of goddamn dreadlock here. Man, it's all the way down to the crack of his ass.
Wait, there's a guy named Hot Wings?
Told you. He said have a picture of somebody else.
And where's that, too?
Well, this dude had dreadlocks.
How does Bishop know what this guy looks like?
Rachel.
Dude, this is like a soap opera, bro.
Uh-huh.
And he said how he looked. You see what?
And if you don't tune in every day, you miss a lot.
I know. Biscuit, Hot Wings, Gummy Bear.
About 2 years ago.
I try to tell Rachel because Hot Wings sent her a picture of some guy with low Caesar, and he looked light-skinned.
Hell no.
She is way out of breath.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't. She's not at her house because I don't hear the smoke detector.
That's hilarious.
I know too much about these strangers.
I know, man. You're like, I know she's at home because I don't hear the smoke detector.
You know what? We should sell all of the drama to the Writers Guild's on strike. We should just license all of this stuff. It's no different.
What's the name of the hotline?
Well, I don't want to give it to them now. I'm going to transcribe everything and just sell it as script so like no one would ever talk like this. And then I can just play the audio.
With a low Caesar.
With a low Caesar.
Get on there anyway, so.
Do people even still do the Caesar haircut?
So now you look at the Caesar.
We used to call it a Philly.
A Philly?
Yeah, the taper, like the taper on the side.
Oh, that's a haircut.
Uh-huh.
I was like, he took a selfie with pizza?
Oh, you were thinking Little Caesars.
Not a
love. Caesar haircut.
I was like, I don't think he's catfishing. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, he had a Caesar, like a low Caesar.
Yeah,
Jordan. And you taper the sides and you taper the back. Like it's like a fade, like a taper fade.
George Clooney had a Caesar back in the like late 90s.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't know it was coming back, but I guess the 90s are back, so.
Like Julius Caesar.
Yeah, didn't you see I'm wearing my mom jeans today?
I didn't get to see below the table.
I'll stand up later.
I don't know. I still don't understand why mom jeans are a thing for people that aren't moms.
They shouldn't be a thing for anybody. It's not 1987.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, these particular ones make my waist look even tinier, and then they add just a little extra to my butt, making my butt look a little bigger than it actually is.
But most mom jeans...
All right, now I have to see.
You're like, stand up, turn. Most mom jeans give the women fupa.
Okay, but I don't have a fupa.
I'm pretty sure I've seen like Kendall Jenner in mom jeans that made her look like she has a fupa, and she most definitely does not have a fupa. I think it's just like the high waist cut sits weird on yours. May be fantastic. Stand up and turn.
Okay, hold on. I don't want to knock everything over. I gotta move the chair.
This makes for such an awesome audio experience.
Okay, I'm standing.
I feel like Howard Stern.
Baba Booey, can you describe what she's wearing?
Howard. Okay, Howard. okay. Yeah, okay, all right. I get, but that was like,
Are those really mom jeans, though?
It has more of a Fly Girl vibe than like J-Lo in 87.
They're mom jeans, though, because the waist is below my belly button. So they're considered mom jeans.
Oh, I thought I thought mom jeans were above the... I thought they were high-waisted.
Yeah.
No. It's not about the high-waist cut. It's about, like, the...
How it's cut through your legs and your butt?
Yeah, like, the fit here. Like, they're all loose on my thighs.
So, all the jeans that I wear are mom jeans.
Oh, see?
But if...
You're so in style right now, then.
If you're... No, I wear the perfect jean. I only wear the perfect jean. If you're looking for the perfect jean, there's no perfect jean other than the perfect jean.
But is that the brand, Perfect Jean?
Yeah, Perfect Jean.
See if we can get you a sponsorship. I'll put my PR people on it.
Yeah, I work with them.
Oh, do they want to sponsor the show?
Maybe. I'll talk to the guy.
All right.
Yeah.
Let him hear what it is. I mean, we've got a nice cross section of the entire country.
Today's word is...
Mix. D-Trail is in the mix. Talk to me.
5700, number one main attraction. D-Trail is in the mix. Talk to me. What y'all got to say?
Does D-Trail have a call-in show?
It's caller number two. What's going on? How you feel?
Yeah.
Talk to you.
All right, hit the dump button. I can't make it on the air.
Roku? I don't have a Roku. I never got a Roku.
Go eat a dick, motherfucker.
This is the best call-in show ever.
And the next caller.
You're talking to D-Trail.
The bitch just listened.
Stay down there. What did you say?
I feel like that should be a recurring character on SNL easily. Just like call in show and they just insult the host.
That's what I thought.
Can you check fucking clown.
When are you going to play some music? Clown. Fucking hate your hour.
You checked me by saying,
what did you say?
Nah.
That would also be very funny at a college radio station. To the call-in show.
Y'all hoes need to know y'all place, you know.
I know somebody at a college radio station. Do you want to call them in and insult them?
Do they open the phone lines?
You're not fucking with me.
I think so.
I'm on top of the throne right now, dude. I don't know that college students are properly equipped in today's day and age to understand the funny about that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. You're a fucking comedian, too? Damn. What else can you do? You paint your face? You paint your face too, huh? You fucking clown?
Do you paint your face, you clown?
Yeah, you sound like a bitch-ass nigga. Fuck out of here.
Stay down there. What did you say?
I don't know why you guys are so mean. Next caller.
Fuck out of here.
Looking at you.
You're not like that in real life. You see me, you run.
Playing U2 in the background definitely sounds like a college radio station. You're listening to The Overnight with The Wolf.
Do you remember there was some iPhone that as soon as you got it, it already had U2? Like the whole new album of U2 on
I thought that was an iPod. It was the phone?
No, it's the phone.
Yeah, it had their brand new album. I remember that collaboration. Yeah. And people were like, I never asked for this.
Yeah.
Too bad. I mean, it would have been awful if they wouldn't let you delete the songs.
I know.
Except they're saved to your iTunes cloud. So you delete it and then it just keeps re-downloading them. Like, turn that off.
Every time you connect to Wi-Fi.
No one asked for this album. What are you doing? Fuck you, Bono. Oh, maybe that should be the title of whatever episode this is. Fuck you, Bono. Keep your songs. But they're free. How awful does that have to feel as the artist? You give your work away and people are like, I didn't ask for this.
Don't you have anything else better to talk about?
I think people might be upset if we bundled our podcast with a phone. They'd be like, why?
That was about.
Even if we like collabed with like the Obama phones.
I don't know if there's enough storage on the Obama phones for our catalog. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Impatient cow.
Impatient cow. You're not very good at the game.
They missed it. I thought they were gonna. They were in a moose string.
Yeah, like I said, a pregnant cow and a pregnant moose.
Okay. I think it would be great if mooses went moo. How would you do moo as a Canadian?
Moo,
eh?
Keep up the good work there, lads.
This is one way to stop the political talk.
A fucked up moose and a fucked up cow. You don't hear that every day.
Y'all want to talk about the realities of geopolitical alignment and the G7 and sanctions on Putin?
I don't know why.
Is that the lady from Boston mooing? Like, I can hear the Boston in your
mew.
Moo. I know what you're saying, soldier. Yeah.
This is what you should do when an unknown number calls, since they're trying to capture your voice for AI.
Uh-huh.
You should moo. All of a sudden, there's going to be a bunch of moos blended in with hellos.
Little fag.
Hello.
They try to call my mom to get
we got it. We
to get money from her. And she's like, hello? And they're like, moo. I need moonie.
Hit me with that moolah. Mom, I'm stuck in jail. I need some moolah. Oh my God. Oh, that would be the best thing ever if there was a way to trick the AIs. So they just, like, they're training them on all this literature. You just feed in a shit ton of children's books. Everything's very simple.
Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole. Oh God, I want to lick somebody's asshole. Lick somebody's asshole.
Do you find yourself, now that you've been here for so long, rooting for LA teams? Or do you root for your money?
I only root for the Lakers. I have no natural connection to the Dodgers. I have no natural connection to any of the other LA teams. I don't really care about hockey.
Football,
I do. I'm a Lions fan. I've always been a Lions fan. I will always continue to be a Lions fan. I am a Chargers season ticket holder, but that's just because I thought that they were going to go to the Super Bowl last year. I did. I thought they were going to go. And they were going to be good. But they talk about blowing a lead. They blew a lead in the playoffs. But I do root for the Lakers. I was a fan of Kobe Bryant. I was a fan of Kobe Bryant since I was a kid. So it was just a natural transition for me to like the Lakers, because I was like, oh, I get to root for Kobe in L.A. That's pretty dope. But when the Pistons play the Lakers, I root for the Pistons.
All right. Yeah. So that's I'm trying to bring myself to embrace the local teams for like the civic pride part of it. Mm-hmm. Because no one in LA seems to get that upset when their teams lose, because they're just like, nah, it's nice outside. Okay, whatever. Next season.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I get very emotionally attached to sports teams. Like, I should not care as much for sports as I do, but like I've had, like, I'm a University of Michigan guy too, and the last 2 years have been so amazing. We beat Ohio State, and last year my dad was out here, and I watching the game with my dad and having my daughter in there. And like when Michigan beat Ohio State in Ohio State, I cried, like real tears. I cried. Me, a grown man, crying over the football game. It was just pure excitement and joy. But at the end of the day, it does not change your life, but it feels good to win.
Yeah. No, it's nice to root for something.
Yeah.
I think that's why the sports betting does so well, because it lets people be interested in something that they don't know the outcome of.
Yeah, and it's a lot more accessible, and like, you know, people, it's gambling. You only gamble lose, and if you have an addiction problem, please call Gamblers Anonymous. The number is, I don't know.
Yeah, I've tried to lose my money before, and it doesn't feel good, so.
Oh, it sucks, bro. Especially if you're like, why am I betting this much on the Kansas City Royals versus Chicago?
So what you're saying is you might have a problem.
I don't have a problem.
As long as you're close to break even, you know, it is entertainment.
Yes, for entertainment. If it dictates your life, if you, you know, taking money out of your savings or, you know.
If you start smashing actual things over a team losing things, then I think there's a problem. Because now you're like costing yourself even more money.
Because, I mean, people do that and they don't bet on the games. That's just like pure raw emotion.
Yeah, they just get pissed off at the star player not doing their job.
Yeah. Or ask any Dallas Cowboy fan. They can tell you. Smashing TV.
Fuck the Cowboys.
Fuck the Cowboys.
You know, people in Texas are suppressing other things that it's just coming out in anger through sports.
Right, okay, you know, yeah. It's like expecting a small wiener and he pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic and you're like, oh shit, you know? Pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic. Fucking gigantic.
Grab my head and pull it out of the bed and fuck my mouth.
Sucks that dick.
Let me grab those hips while you're fucking my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
How come the other guy sounds like he's getting his mouth fucked?
My mouth's like a pussy.
Kiss my dick.
Oh, kiss my dick.
No.
Kiss my dick.
It sounds like they're trying to spoon out the rest of icing from a Betty Crocker container, and it's just empty. That or Hamburger Head is licking his bowl when it's empty.
It sounds like they're doing that thing with their bottom lip.
Oh, Danny. That's your bitch.
How was that cock in my pussy, Daddy?
Check that big bitch.
I'm actually just plunging the toilet. I took a giant shit.
Now I want frosting.
Keep that dick up good.
Whole Foods has vegan cake. Maybe I'll figure that out.
Hmm. Hopefully the listeners aren't as bored as we are. I feel you guys.
Okay. Would you rather
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you've got someone just going.
sounds stupid, but would you rather receive oral sex from someone with a mouth full of hot sauce or by someone who uses their teeth, like, a lot?
I feel like that's more a question for women.
What? How does somebody use their teeth, like, a lot?
Do you want someone using their teeth on your puss? I mean, are they going to... The problem is, if you do the one with the hot sauce...
It burns your pee-pee hole.
I mean, I don't know. Are they swishing it into my pee hole?
Mouth full.
If they're using a lot of teeth, though, they might be breaking my skin.
Yeah, but it's one or the other. It's not.
Yeah, I understand. But if the person with hot sauce scrapes with their teeth at all, so there's a guarantee no teeth with the hot sauce?
Yeah.
My pee hole will get over it. I mean, I don't... The problem is hot sauce on a vagina is going to get into your skin. Yeah, like, I think you've got to be teeth, right?
Yeah. Oh. I would just fake orgasm.
They just nibble a little bit, you know, like they're biting a nipple.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, I just came. Wow, that was the fastest orgasm ever. Call Guinness.
Like, teeth out. Ah! That was pleasure, right? That wasn't pain, that was pleasure. Pleasure?
Yeah. Great. Get out of here.
7-1-2-4-3-2-L-O-A-D. 7-1-2-4-3-2-L-O-A-D. Call us.
It's an old faggot. He's a faggot. Go on the gay line, queer.
Hello? You're a cocksucker. He's a cocksucker.
I'm not a he.
You're a cocksucker.
I never did, never will. Thank you.
You're a cocksucker, a big one.
You're looking for a cock. You're going to go inside.
You're a big cocksucker.
You're an old faggot. Get out of here.
You get fucked in the ass. You're a cocksucker.
Never happened. Never will.
You always suck cock, I think.
Now, you can think what you think stupid like yourself.
You're a cocksucker.
Okay, I am.
I told you.
I know you told me. I'm so glad you did.
I told everybody.
I never would have known. Thank you.
You're a cocksucker.
I am, yeah.
Okay, would you rather never use sex toys again? Or never use the microwave again?
Never use sex toys. I can get... I need the microwave. Like, you know, as beneficial as sex toys can be, there's usually a manual method that can also get the job done. I mean, maybe not every single time, but with regularity.
That sounded like an infomercial.
For a laxative?
I don't know, because there is an infomercial about this, like, non-hormonal birth control, but it's basically just you pee on this thing, and it connects to your phone, and then it reads it, and it tells you if you're ovulating or not.
Yeah, right? Exactly. It's just the rhythm method. It's telling you when not to have sex.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, with, like, regular use, it's 93% accurate.
That's not enough.
But if you use it every day, then it's 98%.
Why is every day not regular use?
I don't know.
What do they consider regular use? I feel like in general, most people walking around, if they're not in a live-in situation, have a 93% chance of not getting pregnant. You could probably have unprotected sex if you're only fucking once a week, and chances are you're not going to get pregnant, but 7% likely that you will. Like, oh, I'm peeing once a week on the stick.
I feel like that's not good advice.
You're saying regular use and then daily use. But for me, if it's a hormonal detection thing, regular use would mean daily. It's like your birth control pill works
if you take it regularly, but if you take it daily, it works to the maximum.
Oh my gosh. I think you're supposed to take it every day.
I do too. Trust me, when I had girlfriends that were doing birth control and I'd go in and be like, what's going on here?
It says today's last Thursday, time but
Tuesday's
pills.
Still in here.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot. Did you? Or are you just trying to get pregnant?
Well, you do have a little one.
That was intentional. I don't want an accidental baby Mams. I barely wanted an intentional baby Mams. Little bald girl with glasses.
Hollywood. What the fuck? Hollywood is a bunch of pedophiles and fucking Satanists. Why would you fucking watch anything about Hollywood? Oh, that's because you're a pedophile and a Satanist. Got it. And drag queen story hour, huh? Cutting kids' genitals off, right? That's what you support. Murdering the unborn in the womb. Yeah, we get it. We get what you're about. There's going to be a civil war in this country over this shit. You know, our side's got all the guns and ammo. Your side can't even figure out which fucking bathroom to use. Who do you think's going to win?
I'm doing better now that we started joking about would you rather. Okay. Oh, hold on. We can unpack this. The microwave thing.
Okay.
Because you can technically do everything without the microwave. And I already do a lot of stuff without the microwave. But like just reheating lunch, even if you're going to reheat a can of soup, it has to go on the stove in a pot, not just in the bowl that you're going to eat out of. Like now I have to do extra dishes.
I existed for months without a microwave because mine broke and my landlords refused to replace it. So
would you choose to do that again?
I mean, I adapted.
You didn't answer the question. Wait a minute. Microwave or sex toys?
Yeah, I'm saying I existed for months without a microwave. I adapted. I have a girlfriend that does not have a microwave at her place.
Does your shower head qualify as a sex toy?
No, it was not purchased from a sex shop. It did not come in a box with sexual do's and don'ts.
So it's not a butt plug that says do not wear when you get an MRI.
Correct.
So if you had to choose, knowing that you have alternative devices as surrogate sex toys plus sexual partners, microwave or sex toy?
Sex toy. You saying, like, plus sex partners is the part that really made me realize.
You need the toys.
That's all I have. I need the toys. Yeah.
The tongues don't do it? Too many people aren't good at it?
I mean, if I'm trying to expand past toxic relationships... That's the thing, like, I swear the guys that, like, are bad at relationships and communicating and, like, have no emotional involvement in your life, they're the best at eating you out. So then it's like, aren't I trying to be evolved and have better relationships in my life?
Why are they better at eating you out? I don't understand.
I don't know. They're just really good at it.
Because I've heard that a lot of guys that are super toxic and unattached are like, I'm not licking your puss. Suck my dick and then I'm going to fuck you.
No, I don't find those guys. They don't find me.
Just we to don't, clear.
Yeah, we don't cross paths. Or they're not that guy around me. Mm. Maybe they're that guy with somebody else.
Got it. You're the one that they're like, I'll lick your puss.
Yeah. I mean, if somebody's not going down on me, I'm not having sex with them. So.
Mm.
It's a pretty easy conclusion to come to.
Yeah, like, yeah, I've had too many guys just jab around and be done in 3 minutes and I get nothing from it. Not happening. You lick me first. Payment up front.
Yeah.
Like, I can't go down on you. Your pussy tastes like a condom now.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
Like I said, payment up front.
That boy did comment.
Hello.
Not much. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Can you please get off the speakerphone?
Looking for a bottom. Any bottom? Your bottom.
You're horny and you're looking for a model?
Yeah.
You come to the right place because I'm going to tell you what. But this fucking chat line is just oozing with fucking models.
Oozing.
Oh my God. This is so great, man.
No, I don't.
He asked for a bottom.
No, it's not. But I mean, I'm sure you're going to find a lot of models.
She's in the wrong room.
She's in the wrong room.
No,
right?
She is.
She's barking up the wrong tree.
What's your name?
It's it. Huh?
What's your name?
Dasani.
Dasani?
She's like looking around
like
the room.
A bottle. What? She's literally looking at a water bottle.
Yeah. She like looked around the room. No, she's like, Red Bull.
And you, every time I've ever been on here, you had the same line. Maybe I can help you out because it's not working. It's not working for women. You can't come like, I'm looking for models. Knowing damn well, motherfuckers on a chat line do not look like models.
Hey, dude, self-awareness is a lost art form.
Then you got, you're like, you know, your overweight girls, and you got your fucking meth girls.
There are plus-size models.
Meth girls.
And you're like, I'm looking for a model.
Yeah, Erica's a plus-size model.
That means that you and yourself think that you look like a model.
And
well, you don't look like a model.
Females on meth could have model bodies. The faces might be wrecked.
I could pick you up if I said you
especially
like
if they're smoking. Teeth all falling out.
Yeah, but like, they don't need to be a, crest model.
This is who I really am.
No, I think my favorite line of the night is, I'm going to knock your teeth out by fucking you from behind.
I can tell you're very
that's
attractive.
Gold right there.
Why do you think that?
Because you're confident.
Yeah, I'm very confident, and I am straightforward.
It's not going to waste any time.
I know that half these motherfuckers on here look like, you know, their cousins fuck their mother. So I just literally.
Your cousins fuck their mother?
If that's not the truth, and then there's little boys on this line, like little kids. When I say little kids, I'm not talking about like 7, 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
7 or 18-year-old.
What are you talking about then?
My neighbor's cat had kittens in my backyard. So I'll just check on them real quick.
Yeah.
Thank you for the update.
Responsibility.
Like I said, total black box theater stuff.
This is great.
Some of the attractiveness.
I could picture some of the people from the Stanislavski studio just sitting there and being, or the Strasbourg, damn it, fuck that up. Strasbourg studio being like, what's my side work while I'm doing that?
Do you honestly think model quality fucking type women on here?
Am I folding clothes while I talk on the phone?
There's someone that's so pretty that she's a model. She's fucking too ignorant.
Did my dad abuse me or not?
Who touched me as a child?
You're like, is that the only option? Do you have to have been touched?
Yeah.
For the performance.
This is Bettini Stewart, and if you want to catch me live, see what I'm doing online, please check me on Instagram at Bettini Stewart. That's MatteenStewart.
What's going on out here, Freddie? You got this whole room quiet.
What'd you do to everybody?
I don't know. I hear somebody moaning. Was talking to you while you're talking. So I guess they're looking for you.
Oh hell no! No way, dude.
Oh hell yeah, Jonathan.
Mm-mm. Too early in the morning for that. Too early in the morning.
Mm-mm. I thought that's why they call it morning wood.
Not for that ass, baby.
Mm-mm. Stop dogging.
Oh shit.
HH, you know you can't snore when we're recording, buddy.
For a big cock.
I know all this talk about stroking their dicks is boring you, but you know.
Oh, you're funny. Where's Grandpa Billy?
It is, honey.
Grandpa Billy.
I don't know. I don't care. Grandpa Bill's working.
Billy has a job?
Yeah, he said he got a job.
Because Dad's not paying the bills anymore.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
That's pretty cool. Well, good for Billy.
I guess that's where he's going to be moving to.
Oh, he's moving?
Yeah, I guess he's only going to work another couple days, and then he'll be hurt again and out of work. You know how he goes.
So he does intentional slip and falls at the job?
Job, he gets fired because he gets hurt.
Well, that's not legal. Can't get fired because you get injured.
I know.
Except for that one job when he was worked for Nabisco or wherever it was. Frito-Lay. He was staring at the manager and he got fired.
Staring at the manager.
He didn't get fired for getting injured that time. He got fired for fantasizing about his boss.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. You're so sexy.
Hello?
But he's gay, so it would be a guy manager.
Yeah. But he wasn't gay yet, remember? He didn't come out until a year ago.
That's why he was just staring at
him. Oh, the things I do to you.
Oh, no. He wouldn't do that. Oh, yeah, he would.
Unfortunately, people that are new to the show have no idea why I'm doing that voice.
Would you like a sub? You can come over.
I feel like I just listened to that episode.
I'd love to suck your dick.
I feel like I'm still talking way too fast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Phone Freaks Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, oh!